This is Rob Gifford in London, where the focus has also been mainly on the race for the Democratic nomination.
Sharp exchanges between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama ahead of...
Showdown in Ohio. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama trade accusations in a televised...
The Obama bandwagon rolls on.
With the Republican Party nomination all but wrapped up by Senator John McCain, the news media here have explored every angle of the race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Much of the focus has been on the generational gap between them and, of course, a fascination about whether the first woman or the first African-American will make it to the White House. The animosity in Britain and elsewhere in Europe towards President Bush is not helping John McCain's popularity. Certainly on the streets of the capital today, ordinary Londoners like Hannah Lansbury, John Benstead, Frieda Matassa and many others were giving a landslide to the Democrats, with Senator Obama definitely the favourite.
George Bush has done a pretty appalling job of being president for the last 8 years, and so it would be a much better thing to see a Democratic candidate win this time around.
Hillary Clinton's very experienced in international politics, and Obama has a wonderfully international personal background, so I'd say either of those two would be good.
I think Clinton's just too reliant on how well her husband did as a president to get her into power, so I think Obama would represent real change.
The war in Iraq has damaged the US reputation in Britain as in much of Europe. But there is here a lingering affection for the United States, if not its foreign policy, and a hope that with a new president, something of the old relationship can be restored. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
And you can read lots of other opinions from observers around the world who are watching the presidential race at npr.org.